Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the whole world. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Shine Week continues. In about a half hour on the show, we're going to be joined by Ivelisse of Shine, as well as Lucha Underground, which is going to be returning in the first quarter of 2016. Shine 30 is taking place this coming weekend, the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. Tickets at shinewrestling.com. You can watch on live iPay-per-view at wwnlive.com. Ivelisse is going to be facing Thunder Kitty with Leilani Kai. We'll talk about that show, her career, and a lot more that's coming up in about a half hour. Other than that, we've got a lot of news to take today, as well as your phone calls and your Skype messages, text messages, etc. We'll get all of that after the first break, but a lot of news. It's the Wednesday Night Wars tonight. We got three shows taking place head-to-head. There is WWE NXT, we've got TNA Impact, and of course Ring of Honor on Destination America, which I've already watched, so we can talk about those shows on the program today. The ratings are in for Raw on Monday night. You will be stunned to learn a new record low rating for the three-hour edition of Raw. How could that be? With that show that they gave us on Monday, how could that possibly have done such a bad rating? We'll talk about that on the program here today, as well as some notes on the return of Brock Lesnar to television, which everybody should have expected given the rating for Raw on Monday. We've got some notes from the SmackDown tapings. We've got some news on the UFC ratings from this past weekend. UFC in Japan on FS1 didn't do all that well, but it still did better than Bellator Dynamite 1. We'll talk about that and so much more here on the show today. Your phone calls, emails, and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Mike, I just, moments ago, got this press release from Access TV.
Ooh.
Access TV is the exclusive home to New Japan Pro Wrestling's complete Wrestle Kingdom 9. Network will showcase Wrestle Kingdom 9 battles over 5 consecutive weeks, starting October 9. So for those of you that didn't get a chance to see the January 4th Tokyo Dome show, which aired on pay-per-view, and this special edition here is going to feature all 10 matches from the celebrated annual event, an entire episode dedicated to the headlining rematch between Tanahashi and Okada, 10 matches broadcast over 5 consecutive weeks starting October 9th. Commentary will be done by Mauro Ranallo and Josh Barnett, so it will not be the Matt Stryker Jim Ross commentary. And if you want to check it out, everybody, it's going to be starting on Access TV on October 9th, starting with the four-way. So there you go. A lot of big matches coming up on Access TV.
It doesn't matter who's doing the commentary. In fact, even no matter how good they are, and Barnett and Morrow are really good, a mime could be doing it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need commentary. Those matches are that good. For anybody out there who hasn't seen them, what a better time than when it airs on Access, which has done a great job. I didn't realize, I just didn't give them the credit of I'm going to see matches months and months and months and months later, that you already know the result too. But it doesn't matter. The spin that Morrow and Barnett are able to put on it is great, and I'm really happy that Access, for whatever reason it is so behind New Japan. I know they've tried with Ring of Honor in the past. They do their best when it comes to all of the MMA that they show out there. But whoever it is that's in charge of trying to help out wrestling and being a fan of New Japan, God bless them.
Well, I can tell you this, it's going to be better than Raw. The show Monday died again in the ratings. Last week, 3.349 million. This week, down to 3.30 million. Falling again. First hour, actually did better than last week's first hour, but then the big plunge. 3.47 million. Second hour, 3.32 million. Third hour, 3.18 million. The lowest rated third hour in the history of three-hour Raws. We're very, very close to the third hour of Raw dropping below 3 million viewers. I don't know this for sure, but I've been told that, think about this. A few years ago, there was the Raw 1000. So I'd say we're at about, 1,100 Raws now? Something like that? Point Probably. Is, out of 1,100 Raws, less than 50 have done a lower rating than the show did on Monday night. How about that? Now, to be fair, football did do 13.4 million viewers. It was up from last week. Although I do believe that the Seahawks, Mike, are playing Monday, and so it's going to be another stiff night of competition for Raw. And instead of, I'm sure maybe they're probably going to look at the lineup and go, maybe we shouldn't have a Bo Dallas segment follow the primetime players. They have decided Monday we're bringing back Brock Lesnar. He's back again, which is smart to a degree, but you're also going to burn out the one thing you've got that can turn things around. I don't know for sure. In fact, I don't know anything about this. I just know that people have been emailing me for the last 24 hours. But apparently, if you go to WWE.com, The Rock has been moved away from the alumni section of WWE Shop, and he has been switched to current at WWE.com. I don't know if that means that Vince is now called The Rock, and he's looking for anything that he can get to try to turn around this ship heading towards the iceberg here. But believe me, there's far bigger issues than The Rock and Brock Lesnar not being on the show.
Oh, yeah. They've taken a ship. That was with a P. What are they going to do in 10 years when, I mean, are they still going to be calling back on people from the Attitude Era?
How about we worry about a year from now?
No, let's look. I want to have some fun and look all the way into the future because I want to see men with walkers come out to try to save WrestleMania. This is not a crack at any of these guys. These are certainly not old men. But they hinted or they noted the Brock Lesnar in the Big Show. And when Brock lost to the Big Show, and they completely write the part of Paul Heyman turning on Brock Lesnar out of that mix. He was shocked at the end. He caused that win, for those who are unaware, way back when in 2002. And here we go on this ride to WrestleMania in this dead season now where they give up. At least last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, they were trying to play the football and trying to hit things at certain times in the football game. They don't even care anymore. They just give up. And look what they got going on. You know, Brock Lesnar, The Undertaker, The Rock, Triple H, people, rumors, or at least their want to see Steve Austin back. Listen to that. This is, and WrestleMania should be a big event every year. Guys from the past should have a place. They should be noted. But, I mean, come on. These are the guys we're talking about, hopefully out there. I know that Roman Reigns isn't over and Seth Rollins isn't over and all these other guys they have who aren't named John Cena and Randy Orton, they're not truly over. But it's never going to happen with how this show has been. And it's just, it should be noted how pathetic it is that, again, I'd like to see these guys. I'm happy they're going to get paid. It's cool to see them back in the mix. At what point do you stop going back to the well of 15 years ago? Sooner or later, you're going to have to. And when that day comes, and it's coming up fast here, comeuppance is going to be nasty.
Yeah, but it's not even the 15 years ago guys. It's what they've been putting on television with their current guys. I mean, listen,
like 15 years ago, Kane.
Hey, I'm going to talk about Kane right now. I'm going to admit that I was wrong. I was very wrong. I didn't think about it at the time, but I figured it out when I was looking at Raw and the SmackDown tapings. I figured out how wrong I was. So, Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker are headlining Hell in a Cell. And I actually kind of argued that, hey, let's do Kane and Seth Rollins now. Because it's September, and they clearly want to do the match. And because you've got Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker headlining Hell in a Cell, it doesn't matter who is in the WWE World Heavyweight title match. So if you're going to do Kane versus Seth Rollins, do it now. Wrong. And I'm going to tell you why. That's all great in theory, on paper. You've already got a big main event. It's not like you need a strong World Heavyweight title match. You've got Brock and Undertaker. People are going to get the show. The flaw in my plan is Brock and Undertaker are not on Raw, and they're not on SmackDown. So therefore, yes, you've got a real good main event for Hell in a Cell, but guess what? Every TV show leading up to Hell in a Cell, guess what it's going to be built around? Kane and Seth Rollins. Now listen, I like Kane as the backstage guy. I love corporate Glenn. I think he's funny. I like the character. But I like the character as a dude in the middle of the show who's not all over the show doing long talking and magic segments with Seth Rollins. And that was one of the big problems from Monday. It was about Seth Rollins and Kane for seemingly hours. And then on top of that, they built a show around the primetime players. Bo Dallas is out there getting squashed by Randy Orton. The New Day and John Cena are gone in the first 15 minutes of the show. Forget all this stuff like going back 15 years. Look at what they're littering the show with. All of the current guys grouped up together in feuds that nobody cares about. Another Neville versus Stardust match with Wade Barrett getting involved. I mean, come on. The show is death.
Well, yeah, that's why they got to go back 15 years. The cause of that is because this is the position they've put themselves in. And we could rant about this after the break, but it's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Let's take some calls after the break as well. 425-488-0525. Skype us at F4W Online and text us at 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be right back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Everything you need for the show is up at WrestlingObserver.com. I got a text message here from somebody that says, oops, that's the wrong one. Sorry, everybody, this kind of thing happens. It says, Brian, does the Raw numbers tanking make it more or less likely they might consider 2 hours? The answer, unfortunately, is it makes no difference. Because this is a publicly traded company, and they have shareholders. And they're making a lot of money for that third hour of Raw. Now, it's hard to say what I would do because it's not my company. But as an outsider, when I look at all of the various sources of revenue and everything, I know that it would not be a popular decision as the man in charge. But I really do think that I would go in front of my shareholders and I would say, listen, everybody, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I am getting rid of this third hour of Raw. I realize that short term, we are going to be taking a big hit in revenue, and I very much apologize for that. However, this three-hour format is eroding our audience at a rapid pace. There's too much product on Monday night. The audience is turning away from the show. It's making it harder to create stars. It's making it harder for us to do business the way that we've always done business. And if we remove this third hour of Raw, we will have the opportunity to rebuild the audience. We will have the opportunity to make new fans, which is very difficult if you're not a wrestling fan, to get into a product that you have to devote 3 hours to on a Monday night. So the third hour is going away, and we're going to rebuild from here. That's what I would do, but they ain't going to do that. So we have 3 hours for at least the next 2 years, and probably the foreseeable future after that.
I guess if you're going to try to do something like that, which they won't because of what you said, you've got international TV contracts and money and all that other stuff that is going to tell you you've got to keep it at 3 hours long. January of 2016, after the NFL season is over, when people are feeling good about the run to, or okay, at least you're getting them involved in the run to WrestleMania where the stock increases. Usually every year, if you're going to see a bump in WWE, if people are going to feel good about WWE, it's going to be in that first quarter of the year leading into WrestleMania, and you're going to have SmackDown debut on the USA Network, another 2 hours of programming. You need to try to tell those people, like you said, hey, you know, this is, you know, 3 hours of programming. It is too much. It's eroding our audience. All of those things that you said, and never fear, because these 2 hours of SmackDown will now become two of the best hours of programming on television, and we're going to take it to back in the day where a healthy two-hour Raw, two-hour SmackDown, and where this is the direction we're going to go. They're not going to do that, but if they are going to do it in the foreseeable future, it's got to be at the beginning of the year where these other distractions, and you have this other money coming in that hopefully would soften the blow of those stockholders.
To the phone, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Walter from California.
Hey, yes, what's happening?
Well, you guys are talking about Raw, so my question was completely different, but just a play on the Raw. Back when I used to watch it, back when I was younger, it was a lot, you know, more risque. And now, I mean, it's geared towards the child audience, but you think if they go back 1 hour, so before the kids go to bed, because kids are going to bed around, what, 9 o'clock now.
You think yeah, but that didn't matter before. It doesn't matter. The whole thing with PG.
Well, I don't think he's talking about risque, actually. I think he's asking about, because it's a kid audience, why is the show going so late? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
So basically you're saying, since there are so many kids watching, why not start at 7 and go until 10, right?
Yeah.
I see.
I'm saying. But anyways, that wasn't the reason why I was calling. I was calling if you guys get a chance to see the Alundra Blaze rant that she had on her official Facebook page.
I saw it and it was really long, and so I went all the way to the end where she said something about being the boss. What did she say?
Well, she said pretty much half the roster is overrated, and I guess she was offended that Nikki, I guess someone yelled out Alundra Blaze on Raw, and Nikki kind of threw her hand up, and she was kind of offended that she kind of, you know, she's nobody. I guess she felt that way, and she ranted about how everybody isn't as good as she is.
God bless Alundra Blaze. I want to thank you very much for the call and alerting to this. God bless Alundra Blaze, but Nikki's a heel. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things you can be mad about, but
Alundra Blaze isn't mad about it. Workers got to work. Let's, for God's sake, she's got her deal hooked.
I've seen enough people get mad about stupid stuff like this.
Well, she's also hooking up with Stardom and is, you know, got those Stardom USA shows coming up, and she can bring to herself because those are coming up at the beginning of October in
California.
Push
the wrong cough button. I apologize, Mike.
It's, you know, that's You need to get one of those for me so I can stop cursing under my breath and actually curse into the microphone. Hey, look, also on the first part of that, too, it's a primetime cable television show that draws great ratings for USA and cable TV. That's why. I mean, Raw as this live children's product is has always been laughable to me anyway, because it's like, I don't know if your kid is that impressionable, if they should be up from 9 to 11 watching TV on the first night where they go back to school. I don't think that's really an intelligent thing, but very simply, that's why. It's a prime time. That's why they got so much money, you know, from this deal from NBC Universal, and why they're such a valued product. It's a primetime network TV show, or cable network TV show.
Thing with Alundra, going back to that, is that maybe she was working some sort of, I don't know what she was doing, but you got to remember, this does happen fairly regularly, that wrestlers get upset because of something that happens on television. Just a month ago or so, Mick Foley was really, really mad at Amanda on Tough Enough because she kept talking about how Sara Lee had been spending time with other wrestlers. And the whole thing was, he wasn't mad the first week when she called her a rat. He was mad the second week when it was all over television. And at that point, when it's all over television the second week, I mean, that's a storyline on the part of WWE. But he was mad at Amanda, if I recall correctly, and he shouldn't have been. All by design.
Is he angry at Paige?
I don't know.
For going back to that, where they're whack-ass, I'm a shooter promo, you know, with all the hot takes about the women. You know, it's, you know, that's bring you know, it's who they the, who they're sleeping with. It's who their men are, and we all know it. Shut up. Okay, yeah, we all know it. They have not made it any, you know, hidden secret that Daniel Bryan and John Cena are in relationships with the Bellas. They haven't made that any secret whatsoever. And if they were pure baby faces, I could see why you would bring it up, you know. But they're not. Nobody's booing Daniel Bryan. No fan's going to boo Daniel Bryan. And they're not going to use Daniel Bryan as an excuse to boo the woman who he's married to. It's just so stupid. And I know that, I guess, Paige may get over a little bit short term from this, but this is just, you know, how that whole segment went and how long it went. There's another crappy part of Raw. You know, this, again, this, ooh, hot take shoot promo nonsense. I mean, come on, this is the best you got. You know, and maybe Becky Lynch, hopefully Becky Lynch comes out of all of this probably looking the best, because she probably deserves so. She most certainly deserves better. And the further they keep Sasha Banks away from any of this stupidity, the better everyone's going to be.
To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? It's John from Philly.
Yes, John.
You were talking about the 3-hour Raw and how it's not going to change. I was wondering if they could change the format, if they could do 2 hours of the actual wrestling the way it is now, and then afterwards they could have a post-show or something like that, or maybe a pre-show before for 30 minutes and a post-show after for 30 minutes. So they still had the 3-hour time block, but it was 2 hours of wrestling, and it would be easier to book. That's it.
I thought they should have done that a long time ago, honestly. They should have built in more feature pieces. You know, they should have built in more. You have those great guys who come up with these video packages instead of beating us over the head with the same pay-per-view one over and over and over in the weeks leading up to the show. And then on the pay-per-view itself, do something different. Use that time. Use 8 to 9 as a way to ease people into it, and as a way, if you're going to lose anybody, let them lose at the beginning. Hopefully they build up during the show. Hopefully football sucks. Hopefully whatever it is happens, and you kind of look at that 9 o'clock hour as being what it used to be. That's kind of the jump start to your show, and then lead that into 10 o'clock. But you can't do that when you open the show with this long 20-minute rambling promo that you usually do every single time out. And then you just kill it from there, and 9's not a big deal, and 10's not a big deal. And in fact, it's a reason to turn off and just go, well, no big deal. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Well, the problem is Nitro once did the deal where they did a full hour of no wrestling, and it died. And I could tell you as a fan, if the first hour of Raw became a pre-show where it was just like a bunch of video packages and everything like that, I ain't watching that hour I'm starting at 9.
But they got to be smart about it. And then, well, actually, and you know what? Good. Good. Let them start at 9 then. You know, for
well, the
for
point
all
is USA
fans.
Ain't gonna go for them tanking the first hour of Raw with video packages. That's the other problem.
I'm saying have some creativity in it, and maybe it's way too late now, but I'm not saying just don't have any matches, but you know, just be smarter about the show, which that was the biggest part of this past Monday night. It wasn't an awful show, but it was just kind of perplexing and it was dumb almost throughout the whole thing, and on top of it, it was boring. So it was boring and dumb, which is kind of like Ed in San Antonio.
Wow. Back in a moment with Ivelisse, everybody. Shine, Lucha Underground, and more. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Have you seen a big white limousine around here? I think somebody stole my ride. At least there wasn't anything valuable in it, like my $20 family fill-up. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. I never let it out of my sight. Say, can you drop me off at a KFC? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Shine 30 is taking place Friday, October 2nd at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. Tickets available at shinewrestling.com. You can watch the entire pay-per-view live at wwnlive.com in HD. And it appears we're going backwards here on the show. We had the Shine champion, Santana, on Monday. The girl she beat for the title, Mia Yim, was on yesterday, and the girl that Mia beat for the title, Ivelisse, is on today. Ivelisse, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Are you ready for this weekend?
Yes.
That's good.
I sure am.
Is it true that at 27 years old, you have been working for 13 years?
No, not 13, 11.
I was going to say, man, they start early in Puerto Rico, don't they?
I was
going to
say, that's half your life, Ivelisse. Come on now.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
How long has it been?
I started young. when I began wrestling, I was 15 going on 16. So been 11 years pretty much-ish.
11 years. Now, in that time, I mean, you've been all over the place. And let's be honest, there have been many baffling things that have happened in your career, usually involving, for example, let's go back to TNA here very quickly. You and Lady Tapa had this match, and maybe it's just me, but I thought you were awesome in that match. And nothing against Lady Tapa, but she gets signed and you didn't. Do you have any insight into what went down there?
Honestly, I really have no idea. They were very positive the entire time of that process of the gut check and everything. And I really have no idea. I thought that they would ultimately sign both of us for different reasons and try to, you know, wouldn't pass up opportunity for two good prospects in different ways, but it didn't happen. I really have no clue. I have no idea.
You've done work for WWE. You've done Indies, Shine, obviously, we're going to talk about here today, TNA, and of course, Lucha Underground. And they just announced the new season, which is going to start filming, I guess, in December. It'll start airing in January. Can you tell us anything about the next season of Lucha Underground? I presume you will be working.
Yes, I will be, because I'm not handicapped anymore. but I'm definitely excited, definitely looking forward to that. I'm definitely looking forward to getting back, you know, to the top where I left off before I broke my foot. ankle. I'm looking forward. I've worked very hard throughout all this injury time, and I've worked hard to get back as soon as possible to my best abilities, and I can't wait.
What was that experience like for you? Because everyone we talk to that's been associated with the show, they all seemingly say, you know, going into it, you kind of took what a lot of everybody was saying with a grain of salt, and you see how this is, you know, you hear how it's going to be, and you're doing these takes, and you don't know how this whole thing is going to turn out. And as time went on, the more and more confidence that everybody seemed to get involved in it, and they saw some of the product, and they saw how it was edited, and it was like a whole new world. What did you think about, you know, did you have any preconceived notions going into it? And what did you think as the process started taking place? Were you one of those that was sucked in by it a little bit later? Or did you think the concept right off the bat was going to be awesome?
Well, at least I can speak for myself. For me, it was very hard to trust. I had just taken two blows, like, you know, from the WWE release and then TNA passing up. And I was it was really hard for me to trust another company. But they were very accommodating and reassuring, and I took the chance, and it was the best thing that's ever happened to me, you know, aside from Shine when I was released from WWE. They treat us so well. They really care about us being happy with what we're doing or not, and you know, just the product is so much fun and exciting, and everyone is equally as invested with what they're doing, talent and you know, and the producers and everyone else. So it just makes it a beautiful experience coming from such bad experiences before that. So you know, and also on before Lucha Underground, I had Shine to help cope with all the you know, all that negative which pretty much Cheyenne gave me the best wrestling career of my, of, you know, best wrestling year of my career. pretty happy about it.
Well, I wouldn't want to rehash any of the negative stuff, but considering that you were signed by WWE and, you know, you've been doing this since you were a lot younger and you get this shot with WWE and then things happen there and then TNA, you know, just being TNA and passing up on you and not going ahead with you, at any point, how much faith did you lose in this being a profession and how much you wanted to go continue to pursue it? Or did you always think that, hey, there's Shimmer, there's Shine, there's these other promotions that I can ply my trade in? Or were you thinking, how far do I really want to go with this?
Well, of course, you always think about all of that. But at the end of the day, I always end up, you know, with the motto of I will make it no matter what. I will find a way. There are other ways to you know, succeed in this, and I will. Pretty much once I was released with WWE and I was able to be a part of Shine and everything, I felt it was like my safe haven where I felt comfortable, you know, working with Sal and Lexi and, you know, in the atmosphere. And I felt like I was finally given a chance to shine, pretty much. And kind of, you know, cliche, but it really was like that. And, you know, it's compared, you know, you compare Shine audience or, you know, reach compared to WWE, which is what I was coming from. Okay, yeah, it's a lot smaller, but at the end of the day, I felt so much happier there. They were actually giving me a chance to show what I could really do and all of that. And to me, that meant so much more. And I was able to, you know, I was able to, take that and take it by the horns and just, you know, and pretty much, like I said, and have, you know, the best year of my career, wrestling wise, you know, wrestling based wise.
Now, going back to the foot, you broke your foot in the match where you and Angelico and Son of Havoc won the trios titles, right?
Correct.
Now, I mean, it's they just went with it. They put you in a boot and you kept working with a broken foot in a boot. Was there? Do you know if there was ever any discussion of, hey, let's just take the titles off them now? I mean, you kept the titles literally until the very end of the season with the broken foot.
Yeah.
Did they just think, hey, this is something that we can go with? Or
the greatest sympathy ever, and it turned out, you know, aesthetically, yeah, it turned out great.
Was that the idea?
Yeah. That did happen then. I'm really grateful that they still found, you know, they still had it within themselves to you know, work with it and work around it. They did their best in that sense, with the story and everything, and I did my best, you know, physically to keep myself and my spirits up and physically continue and carry it until the end. You know, it like you said, it worked out great. I really had, honestly, I don't think they had an idea, but they just kind of went with what they felt that would work, and it worked great. So they kept, you know, with it, and, you know, and now I have another chance to contribute in a more competitive way.
Now, Cheyenne, obviously, you've had a chance to do a lot of different things. You've wrestled all over the world. You did a 60-minute match with Serena Deeb. Was that your first ever Iron Woman match?
Yes, that was definitely my first ever.
Actually, it wasn't even Iron Woman. It was just a match that went an hour.
Yeah, an hour-long match. You know, even though it was an hour long, it was a very fun match, and it really didn't feel like an hour. It was, I guess that just pretty much explains, you know, I was working, we were both, you know, equals in that match, and you know, because obviously if we weren't, the match would have felt like a year long, but yeah, first hour long match for me.
You mentioned that that Shine does not have the reach of WWE, which would be a fair statement, but we did have you know, Santana was on the show on Monday, and she mentioned that she had gone through customs or something like that, and the guy there said, "Oh, I know you." And she thought he was talking about her TNA work, and he'd actually known her from Shine and from the Indies. And Shine has it's got a big reach. We have people calling about women's wrestling on the show all the time. Do you feel like it's growing? Has the WWN Live really helped? What are your thoughts on the promotion's growth?
Of course. I mean, when I said I never said that Shine doesn't have a big reach, it has been, and it's been growing every month, every time, you know, with you know, all the great talent, you know, all of that effort put together to continue to create that hype for Shine and all of that. But yeah, like it's something that started off, you know, in Tampa and little by little, you know, grown into pretty much the number one women's wrestling company in the U.S., you know, and I know for a fact that it's going to just keep getting better and better.
I know a lot of the women are actually going to be working for Stardom USA and working with Medusa. I guess some of those names have been rolling out. Have you wrestled in Japan, and is that something that you have any interest in?
That's where you lost the title. Or China.
Actually, no, it was in China.
China, yeah.
Yeah, in China. But Japan is definitely a territory that I love. I would love to work in. I did have the opportunity present itself last year, but since I was so busy and, you know, and contract reasons as well, like I couldn't make it. And then this year I break my ankle. So that hasn't really worked out in my favor when it comes to going to Japan and exploring the Japanese territory. But I'm hoping that by the end of the year or next year, I can have that opportunity present itself again. Really hoping.
Now, you did work in China, which is not Japan.
Yeah.
I heard that tour. I mean, people were blown away at the crowds that were drawn from that show. It was like 8,000-10,000 people or some crazy number like that. What are your memories of that tour?
It was awesome. I mean, the culture is so beautiful, and where we stayed at, all of it was beautiful. They all treated us very well. The shows as well. The shows were amazing, and the you know, figuring out the crowds was fun as well. And it was definitely a whole different world, a whole different experience, and yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We'll be back in just a minute with more, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
An urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Evilise joining us today, Shine 30, Friday, October 2nd at the Orpheum in Ybor City, Florida. ShineWrestling.com for tickets, WWNLive.com. To watch the live iPay-per-view in HD, Evilise facing Thunder Kitty with Leilani Kai on the show. And Evilise, before we go, I want to give a chance to plug your social media. Anything else you've got going on? The floor is yours.
Well, you can reach me on Twitter at Real Evilise, and that's Real I-V-E-L-I-S-S-E. My name is usually always misspelled, and it's hard to spell. Or on Instagram at Evilise Velez. And definitely do not miss Shine 30. It's a great show, and I plan on kicking Thunder Kitty's, you know what?
Ass. We can say it here on the air.
Okay, great.
Hello, Evilise. I want to thank you very much.
Usually I get in trouble with that, so I just trend softly.
That's right. Well, Evilise, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and best of luck this weekend. And, of course, thanks everybody for listening. Shine guests all week here on the show, live every day, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks everybody at Byline, Mike, as always, callers, listeners, and yes, Ed. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.